You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
And your girl and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. When to turn right, but you turn all the way.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome to our show today. I am so glad that you're with us. I am so excited about today's program and all of the things that we're going to learn and share and hear, and that's all because of our guest today. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima. I welcome you to the show, and now we welcome our guest. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Hi, good afternoon, good morning, everyone. This is Derek McQueen, writer, real estate agent, disc jockey, DJ.
Wow, that is a wide variety of talents. Oh, wow, with a lot of gifts and talents like that, how does that impact your life?
Oh, wow. It's just, so, you know, it started late, so I'm just trying to discover ways where I can be. We're born at this date, and, you know, the Lord knows when we pass, but I'm just trying to grab hold of that space of in between that, and just trying to do the most with the life and energy that the Lord has blessed me with. So I just try to, you know, just trying to bring good.
Beautiful. Wonderful. I'm excited about this program because I know a lot of folks are really interested in real estate right now. The real estate market, the interest rates, home buying, what to do, how to do it. And so I want to ask you, since you're an expert, why should folks consider home ownership?
Folks should consider home ownership because it's an investment, for one. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with renting if you're in a position to rent. Yourself out. Don't, you know. So,
right.
But if you're in a position to purchase a home, it's an investment. So, you know, even though you live there, you're actually building up equity in the home. So, you know, some years down the road, you can either take that money out, or if you move, it's not like you're buying a car and it depreciates. Hopefully you might get in an area where you purchase home and appreciate, and you will kind of earn money and have a place to live.
Right. Okay. So it's really an investment. It's a movement forward in your life, it sounds like.
Correct.
Okay. So help us. What does someone who wants to buy a home need to know or do to be a success?
Yes. So you want to build a team. Probably you want to start with a good, reliable real estate agent. You want to get in touch with a like a mortgage. You know, your real estate agent can help you with that, like with a mortgage lender. You want to get pre-approved before you start searching for a home. You know, that's kind of important. And the reason for that is because if you go out with your agent and you think, especially when the market was super hot, but it's still, you know, it's coming back from what they tell me. But, you know, so if you go out and you find a home and you love it, you know, you or your husband or your wife, your family, whatever, you love it, but you're not pre-approved, someone else can come in and put an offer on that home.
And, oh, wow.
You know, Yeah, so like the order of things is kind of important in that stage. So you don't want to lose out on something that, you know, you have your heart set on. So pre-approval going into the home is quite, you know, is important for that reason. Yes.
Yeah, that's really important, and I'm glad you said that, because the mentioning of a team, you know, how do you choose the right team for such a big project?
It's just you have to go through, okay, you know, referrals, but once you get, so someone that's right for me might not be right for you. But sure. So you just want to, you know, you want to interview them and you want to feel comfortable and, you know, you want to build that type of relationship and you want to kind of build that trust. So you want to be able to, even though you might not know them for a long period of time, you just want to, once you start communicating with them and once you start working together, you just want to feel comfortable and you want to feel, you know, that they're trustworthy.
And, right.
And there's no shame. There's nothing wrong with, you know, this is, we're talking about big, you know, most likely a huge investment. So there's nothing wrong with it if someone is not a good fit to just, you know, however you want to say it, just, you know, just move on to somewhere who is a good fit.
How do I know when someone is a good fit? Like, how do I know when this is the right person for me to work with on this project?
I guess, like, you know, you ask them a question. If they don't have the answer, they double time to get it. You know, they're working hard. You know, they answer your phone calls. You know, you don't have to keep, you know, it's just there. You know, they're in the same space with you. They want, they're you can feel it. They're looking out for your best interests.
Yes, yes. When we talk about home ownership now, in this day and age, there's so many things. There's Zillow and Redfin and online companies, and then there's traditional real estate brick-and-mortar offices, and then there's people you may know who have realtors' licenses and all of that. Can you help us understand that a little bit more?
Yeah. So Zillow and, like, Realtor.com is just, you know, I guess from my understanding, is it makes it a lot easier for realtors and clients that's looking for home, you know, with the technology. It's definitely a help, but, you know, Realtor and Zillow and stuff like that, is you just kind of, it helps you because you can see what's on the market. You can see what previous homes in the same area sold for. So you can do your kind of research along with your real estate agent or what have you. And it kind of helps that way, those are the websites. So you get pictures now, you see pictures of the home without first going, you know, you might not want to make a drive all the way across town, but you see some pictures and you might be, you know, really interested. You say, okay, I know it looks like this, so I could take it to the next step. And the real estate agent is just kind of bridges you, you know, walks you through the process of purchasing the home or selling your home. So they just dot all the T's and cross all the I's and walk you through all the process. You just have someone that's on your team, on your side, that's just walking you through, you know, closing and putting the home under contract and things like that. And I don't know, what was the other one?
Just people who you may know who have a real estate license. Is there a difference? You know, do realtors have to have certain credentials in order to be considered legit?
Yes, they do. They have to. So they have to have a license. They have to have a license, and, you know, which means they pass the test. They have to be under a broker, which means that, you know, that would be the brick and mortar. So that would be, you know, a broker is like the, I don't know, for lack of a better word, like the boss or whatever. But they, you know, are responsible for a lot of things. So the real estate agent would have to, you know, you ask them for their license if you feel that's necessary. And, yeah.
That's very helpful. Thank you. That is really helpful because, you know, there's so many scams out there. And we want people to make sure that they're working with someone who is credentialed and can be trusted. So what are the red flags? You know, you see a house or you see a listing. What are the red flags? Don't buy this.
That's a good question. It's like different What would be a red flag for this person might not be a red flag for this person. You know,
okay.
So someone might be looking to buy to fix up, or they have the means to fix up a house.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they might be interested in flipping a home or renting a home. So you just have to, once you go look at the home and you do your research, you know what you can do personally. Like, you know, are you looking for something to move in ready, you know, that you don't have to do that much work to? Mm-hmm. You can get a home warranty. You can feel kind of secure, like, you know, if anything goes wrong, I have a home warranty, and, you know, you can go that route. It's just, so, you know, red flag could be, this is different for anyone. It could be like the neighborhood. You might see, you know, might not feel comfortable in a neighborhood, or mm-hmm. neighborhood might be, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's very helpful. Yeah, that's really helpful. We need to talk about these things, I think, so that people can, you know, make wise decisions and trust their own ability to make decisions. Green flags. You know, this is good. This is probably working. This might be what you want.
Yeah. So green flags would be like, you know, to go ahead would be like, okay, so a price drop, you know, like a price drop and a price drop. And, but you go in and, you know, you have a home inspection done and they don't really find anything wrong. Cause sometimes, you know, on the other side, someone might be selling, but they might be, you know, kind of in a rush to sell, and you might catch a deal here and there. And, you know, they might be selling for, they might drop the price, but it might not be because of something wrong with the home. So the green flag would be if the price drop, you go check it out and it's nothing major. And, you know, that could be like a blessing and things like that. That's a green flag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like a major green flag.
It is. Favor is a major green flag, right? When things start working, the favor of God really starts moving, and like you said, the seller's willing to drop the price, and there's nothing wrong with the house, and you have a good team that's guiding you and advising you, and it's all coming together. Favor is a great sign also.
Yes, yes. And also, so I don't want to just be on the seller side. And then on the buyer side.
Sure.
I mean, I'm sorry, on the seller side. Let me see, a green flag on the seller side would be the market is, you know, heating up, and, you know, you can actually, you might have to put a home on the market, and, you know, you might try strategies like, you know, if the market is pretty hot, you can almost get a bidding war, which was like that like a year or two ago, where as soon as you put something on the market, you know, you had like 5-10 people, if the home was decent, 5-10 people just jumping on it, which just causes, you know, I want it. Okay, I put this bid in. You know, then you have to let them know, okay, we have another offer. So you can get to the point where people are putting in their highest bid, and that can work in your favor as a seller.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's very exciting. What are the biggest challenges that people are facing right now to owning their own home?
I would say probably like planning, like foresight, as far as like interest rate. I mean, not interest rate, but savings. And just being prepared ahead of time, and, you know, it's credit. Well, I was trying to say credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of programs that you can, you know, that's out there that helps you, but you just kind of want to work on your credit and get that to a decent spot, and when you think you're interested in maybe trying to purchase a home, try to, you know, call an agent or call a mortgage person and kind of see, you know, before you even get to the, you know, the rush, like, I found something, you know, like, just do this ahead of time. Like,
yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, it's just, you know, find out what your credit is, where you want it to get to, make a plan to get it there, and it won't be so as stressful.
Well, I really like the fact that you're talking about planning and foresight and wisdom. And I think those are things that we have to have in every area of our life. And this is no different, right? So
right.
What's the biggest mistake a home buyer could make?
The biggest mistake?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. a home buyer can make.
Mm-hmm. We want to avoid that. We don't want to do that.
We want to avoid that. Like, we want to avoid maybe, there's probably a few, but you know, maybe like, what's the correct word? You know, how. So I can't think of the word, so I'll just explain it. You know, so buying too much house. Like buying too much house where you want to leave yourself some leeway that you can afford the house and it's a blessing to you. So you don't want to, like, even if you get approved for, we'll say, whatever, $300,000, but, you know, you don't have to use that $300,000.
Right.
You can still get a house for, like, $150,000 or $200,000. You know, leave yourself some room to enjoy your life. You know, your life. You don't want to be a slave to the house. You want the house to be a blessing.
Yes. So overreaching is definitely
dangerous. Overreaching.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's really dangerous. Well, let's talk for a minute about the sellers. You know, what do people in this market, this economy, need to know about selling their home?
Selling their home, you just want to be patient, maybe. Don't expect the home to sell. It could possibly go into contract, you know, soon, but you just have to, you know, be patient. And you just want to, you know, you want to give it some TLC, make it as presentable as possible. And, yeah.
What have you learned as a realtor, like some wisdom that you have learned as a realtor that you would like to share with others?
Is that, so I'll just use from me and my wife's own house hunting. So trust God. This is really spiritual. So, you know, trust God. So even though you might have your heart set on a certain home, and for whatever reason you don't get it, mm-hmm. just trust that God has something better for you. You know,
yeah.
So don't, you know, just keep at it. Just don't let, you know, you find a home and for whatever reason goes under contract, somebody, or they go with a different offer. Something better will turn up.
That's great advice.
Be patient.
Mm-hmm. That's very wise advice. One of the pieces of advice that I got that certainly helped me choosing homes and was a great piece of advice was go see it in all seasons. Drive by it at night. Go on the weekend. Go early in the morning. You know, don't just go, to the open house and say, this is the best house and the best neighborhood and the best street. I love it so much. But to go see it in different seasons. Like, what's the neighborhood like at night? You got to, you know, is it safe? Does it transform at night, you know, early in the morning? You know, go on the weekend. Is it lots of partying around there? I mean, you know, it's just good sometimes to see it in a variety of ways because you'll be living in it in a variety of situations.
I have to use that. I guess I'm going to have to borrow that.
It's a gift. You can have
Thank
it.
You.
Because it really did absolutely change my mind. There were some places I thought, this is so wonderful and I love it. And I went on the weekend, I was like, nope. You know, no. Or at night, I was like, oh no, two different places, Jekyll and Hyde. So when we talk about becoming a realtor, I you know, we have a lot of young people who listen to this show and they're looking for a career, or we have people maybe who want to change careers. You know, the pandemic has made it possible for people to transform. You know, maybe you were doing something then and now you're doing something different. What would you tell someone who might be thinking about becoming a realtor?
Oh, I would tell them, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, 100%. Study for it, pass it, but go for it. But go for it with once you get the license, just go for it with the mindset that, you know, it's not, it could, you know, happen overnight for you, but to go with the mindset that's going to take you some time to build up, you know, clients and get some sales going, and just go with and open-minded that you want to learn, be a sponge, and don't give up. So if you get your license, which is great, but you can do it as a side hustle until it builds up. Hopefully it will build up to where whatever you're doing, and if you love the real estate, you can put the other thing down. But don't put the other thing down until the real estate thing is, you know, self-sufficient for you.
How did you decide to begin a career in real estate?
Oh, wow. Good question. I was searching for something else to do. I'm feeling like, okay, I can do something, but, you know, what can I do? And it was a guy from my other job, and you know, I went to do the job for him. He's a broker, and I was just like, you know, can I take you to lunch just to pick your brain just for? But I wasn't thinking about real estate. I was just talking about, you know, just him being a success entrepreneur. And so he's like, have you ever thought about just being an agent? And, so I said I didn't, and it started like that. And he was kind of a mentor for me for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked out.
Oh, that's marvelous. What are some of the most important qualities that an entrepreneur needs to have?
The most important qualities, you just have to be, you know, so you have to be self-motivated. You're not punching in and everything. You have to kind of be focused, let distractions go, and just, you know, have a believe in yourself. And, you know, just think of it as a marathon. You know, nothing easy is worth having. So, you know, take even though it looks hard, you know, take that road, make hard decisions, be able to do that, discern. Those are some of the qualities.
Yeah, those are really good qualities. Who are some of the entrepreneurs that you admire?
Oh, wow. Good question. So, I don't know if these are entrepreneurs, but I'll tell you who I had on my wall was Sean Carter, Jay-Z, Gandhi, Kobe Bryant, this motivational speaker, Jim Rohn. Another entrepreneur that I admire is, which I can't think of his name right now. He just bought Twitter and Tesla.
Oh, Elon Musk?
Elon Musk. I admire from a distance. You know, I don't know, but Warren Buffett. You know, these guys, like, self-made, but they built it on Ray Dalio. D-I-A-L-O, I think. But they, you know, they just built their life on principles, and, you know, they stuck with it. They used what talent they had to build something from nothing, but mm-hmm. something really big things like nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, as we talk about entrepreneurship, how does being an entrepreneur, or how does being someone in business, how does your Christian faith influence that?
Oh, another good question. it's just like, you know, the word. I'll just make it simple. It's like the word and the light, you know, to your feet, to your path. You know, just kind of using, which is the alternate wisdom, you know, kind of getting into the word and have the word direct your path, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you might have to be wrestling with a decision, but, you know, the word, God's word says this. And so, you know, it's the end of the debate, you know, or within yourself. You know, I'm just using an example. You know, God, it kind of guides you. Just, you know, just make sure you're not doing anything against your faith.
Mm-hmm. Are there any particular scriptures that stand on that guide your journey?
So So I don't know the verse. But I know. So the one that I have for like 2023 years old. So I'm gonna paraphrase. It's like, those that live wisely and well will shine like the cloudless sky.
Oh, wow.
And those that put others on the right path to life and living well will shine like that forever.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. At this point in your journey, is there anything that you know now that you wish you knew when you started out?
There's a lot. There's a lot. I probably wouldn't be where I'm at. Like, I probably have to go through all of that to know. But I mean, it's not one thing I could. It's mistakes every day. You just kind of learn from it. I think Denzel Washington or somebody said, "You fall down 7 times, get up 8." It's just.
Yeah.
Is there one thing I would? That's a good question too.
Something that you wish you had known that you know now. And it sounds like at every point you're applying wisdom. You know, wisdom is the principal thing. So at every point I see that you're applying wisdom, that you're learning, that you're willing to grow, you're willing to ask questions, and you're willing to apply the answers. And that's very, very exciting. I mean, that's incredibly exciting. And how does this part of your journey, and we'll talk more about some other exciting things on your journey in a few minutes, but how does this part, the real estate part, the business part, the entrepreneurial part of this journey, bring you closer to God?
Because I feel like I'm, so it says, you know, if you want to be great, you don't have to step down and serve. So I think, like, you know, the greatest in the room is the one that's. So I think, you know, I feel like I get the privilege or the honor to, you know, in real estate to actually serve families or whoever that's, you know, in need of, you know, searching for a home or trying to sell a home. Mm-hmm. So I think it's service, like service is the main thing.
Yeah.
And to add, thank you. And to answer the other question is, one thing I would, just don't be afraid to ask. You actually answered it, but don't be afraid to, like, ever ask questions. Like, even if somebody, you know, think like, oh man, they won't have the time of day for me. Or they are way up here. So never put anybody on a pedestal. Don't let anybody put you on a pedestal. Not at all. We serve one master. So don't be intimidated. Don't be, like, if there's a question that you think will move you forward, don't be afraid to ask from whoever that person is.
Oh, wow. That is an excellent piece of advice. I really am so thankful you said that, because we have a lot of homeschoolers, for example, that listen to this show. A lot of college students. We have classes in school where teachers listen to this show as part of their learning and growth and curriculum. And I'm really glad you said that about asking questions, because in our world today, we have Google and we have all these resources online, but real human beings can answer questions too, and sometimes they can answer them in a way that, you know, is more personalized.
It connects so for you. Yes.
Yeah, that's really good advice. It's very good advice. And when we do ask people for their time and their answers, we have to be polite. We have to be grateful. And I think that's another important thing to stress. You know, when we're asking people to share their wisdom with us, we also then have to be appreciative and polite and kind and thankful to them for that. That's wonderful. That is really great. I love this, because I see the journey so clearly. And we're going to talk much more about more of your journey when we come back. So before we go to commercial, I want to make sure you tell us, how do we contact you? Someone might need a realtor. They might need some, I don't know, who knows? But how do they contact you?
Yes. I just get like 3 websites. I'll get a phone number too, but okay. 3 websites. One website is Derek McQueen, DerekMcQueen.co. For real estate, for real estate, amazing, amazingohiorealestate.com.
Okay.
AmazingOhioRealEstate.com. And for DJing, you can check out, which we haven't spoke about yet.
But we will.
DJDMAC.PRO. DJDMAC.PRO.
Okay. Well, while these commercials pay our bills, all of us can look at these amazing websites and start making some connections. We'll be right back with more of this exciting conversation.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute. They told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drama over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about it.
I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs supposed to hear it. So who hear the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds. Can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit PeaceCorps.gov.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgets.
We are learning and growing and have the benefit of a terrific guest to share his journey with us. Would you please reintroduce yourself to us?
Derek McQueen. Realtor, Ohio area, writer, newly DJ, maybe a philosopher.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, welcome to our show. We're so glad that you're here. And now we get to talk about even more of your personal journey. And I heard quite a few titles and labels in that introduction, and I would like to talk about them. So let's start with this one. I heard DJ. What does that mean to you?
That means that it's just fun. It's just play fun. And it's just to get a side of me out just needs to express. It needs to do something artistic. You know, it's just fun. And, you know, if it gets to the point where wherever I'm doing a wedding or whatever, wherever the Lord takes me on that path, it just takes me. But for now, it's just learning and, you know, just trying to use the medium of music to just express what's inside.
Well, how did you begin to be a DJ?
That's a good question. It's just recently. I always. So I was doing, you know, like reflection. Like I've always been into music. You know, even since LPs and da da da. And I was like, you know, I can't sing, I can't rap, I can't, you know.
Okay.
I can't do instruments, but you know, I always was like, you know, hey, DJs, they doing their thing. So I felt like I could. Do it and do it in a way that's, you know, unique and kind of, you know, like authentic to me. And my ultimate goal is I only shared it with a couple people, but I want to be able to, even if it's at a church setting, but I haven't figured it out yet, but I just want to be able to DJ, but DJ with worship music. Like make worship music, like really, really just, yeah, like, yeah.
Oh, how exciting. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. That is wonderful. You know, I'm thinking about Club Quarantine, which was on Instagram during the height of the pandemic. We're still very much in a pandemic. I'm thinking about the ways that DJs are even featured on television shows and things like that now. And I mean, DJs are a part of the culture, you know, not just, you don't have to just go to the club to hear one. There are DJs all over. And so what do you want your unique style of being a DJ to be?
I just wanted to be uplifting, positive. And like I said, I just want to get God in there. If it's not the whole set, I just want to kind of get him in there, you know, somehow.
Yeah.
That I think that would be unique.
Yes, very unique and very important as well. And as we talk about your reintroduction there, I heard another word, and it was that you're an author. And I would very much like to hear about your journey to becoming an author.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm author of Christian Dating Advice on Amazon.com. If you're interested, it's a small read, but it's just from my journey. You know, it's God's principles match with my actual journey, and it's just like principles, kind of. Things that I wish I knew, you know, but, you know, that I learned that might be helpful to the next person, you know, just kind of pass it on.
And that's that wisdom again, right? That's what we talked about, the importance of wisdom and how you have some wisdom now that might help other people steer clear of heartbreak. And one of the things I love, I've had a chance to read your book. I reviewed it on Amazon. I reviewed it in Whisper and Thunder magazine also.
And I meant to like a week ago, but thank you so much for the second thorough. It was lovely. I was so appreciative of the both reviews. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're absolutely welcome. And one of the reasons it was a joy to write about your book and have, you know, a little article about your book and all was because it worked. You know, your wife is a princess. I mean, she is absolutely a queen and she is fantastic. So I love it when people give advice and that advice actually works, you know, and is successful. So can you share with us a little bit about your testimony of how you found such a, I mean, he who finds a wife finds a good thing, and you sure did.
Right. I sure did. Breaking down my thoughts and letting God's principles in. So, you know, it's years and years, you know, like years and years of doing it this way, you know, Einstein, what's the definition of sanity, doing the same thing over and over and getting the same results. So, you know, so it's just like that is step one. And then it just built from there. So it's my testimony. It's just like just whatever your preconceived notions is, just kind of search through the word and find some principles and kind of lean to that, not your own understanding. Just
kind of just lean towards, just don't look at the, you know, don't look on the outside of a person. Just kind of look, you know, you want to be attractive, but just it's more important that the inside is good. So you want to be evenly yoked, whatever that is. You want to be evenly yoked.
Yeah, I'm super interested in that because it seems like so often when we make big decisions, we go for wisdom. We go to the experts. We, you know, if you need medical advice, you go to a doctor who has studied for many years. If you need to get real estate, as you were saying, you go to a realtor who has passed an exam and has a certification, a license. You know, when you are buying a house, you know, there's a team of people who helps you to do that. And then when people get ready to date, they talk to the people at the beauty shop or the barber shop. Right? You know, the most important, I mean, marriage, mate selection influences every area of your life. The most. Your children, your future grandchildren, your life, your money, your health, your happiness, your walk with God. All of it is impacted by who you choose to have by your side. And yet we take that decision and we read magazine articles like find a great person, you know, or we go and watch YouTube videos and TikTok videos about how to date and what you should do and all. And it's like the most important decision. We don't As a whole, I'm talking about the culture. I'm not talking about individuals.
Yes,
we leave that to just social media. You know?
The biggest decision is just you're going to leave it up to.
Yeah.
That's where you need the most guidance.
Right.
I think, like,
So give us some guidance, especially since I know we do have a lot of youth who listen to this show. So, you know, can you give us some guidance, just some maybe some principles from your book that would help keep people on a right path?
Yes, so I speak to the youth like I was speaking to myself, like, I don't know, 30 years ago.
Yeah,
so
I'll
be like, so don't, so I know the hormones and da-da-da is raging, but that's like, that's like the most important, like, you don't want to, you know, your body's a temple, and you know, you see the TikTok and you see the Instagrams. Mm-hmm. You can't help but see it, even if you're not trying to see it.
Right,
but, you know,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like women are trying to, I think, like, women and guys probably, like, misrepresenting themselves, but they probably don't know it, or I don't know. But you just want to look past the flesh, look for principles. Don't even stay away from, if I'm speaking to the youth, I know it's a challenge, but just try to stay away from, and it might not be a challenge for some people, but stay away from, like, the physical so much, you know, just be intentional, because God's intention wasn't for us to, you know, sleep with this person, sleep with that person, and then when you're dating, it is save yourself, you know, and you would probably get to your wife or husband quicker taking sex and on that type of intimacy off the table, you know, until you guys are on the same page or some, you know, you're going down the road to marriage, and you still don't want to probably, you want to say something until after, you know, you really do. You want to just, you know, if you can, you know, get married, then have sex, you know. So I think that's the biggest thing as far as your intentions when you're dating, when you're young, you know. Find your purpose. If you can work on your purpose first and then, you know, try to date. But when you're dating, just cut a lot of that extra stuff out. And if you want to know more of what I'm talking about, you can check out the book, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us how to get that book. How can we get a copy? I have a copy, and I have had the privilege to read it. And I hope parents, you know, this is a great book for parents to get to advise children. Because the dating world is different, parents, than when you were trying to date, you know, and pastors and Sunday school youth group leaders, aunts and uncles, this is where you come in. Aunts and uncles who sometimes have conversations about these things that, you know, and they're cool, and parents might not be as cool, you know, and this kind of a book is something that could start a dialogue, you know, with our young people, but people of all ages, too. So how do we get this book?
You can contact me, or you can go to Amazon.com and just put in Christian dating advice for men, but it's for women and men and whoever, you know, but that's the title. You just go to Amazon.
Perfect. Okay. And there's something I wanted to ask you about this dating advice. There's so many apps now. There's so many, you know, apps that promise that you can meet your mate and things like that, or meet somebody, or I don't know. So could you give us a little bit of wisdom and advice about using the dating apps intentionally to find your mate?
Yes. So you know, dating apps, I found my wife through a dating app. So
okay.
I'm not knocking them at all, but just be intentional, you know, like you said, be intentional. Like I would put up, if you're a Christian, I would put that like in the profile, put that in your profile. I would, you know, just as far as pictures, I'll just put like a couple, like 1, 2, 3 pictures, you know, maybe one professional, but you know, the other two thoughtful.
Okay.
If they show something that you know, love to do or something like that, you know, make the pictures have meaning to you, you know, and, I wouldn't, you know, so expect to, you're going to have to weed out a lot of, you know, like the people that might not be on the same road as you. So just expect that, but don't let that discourage you. And with the dating apps, I would just be vigilant and just be patient and don't get frustrated. You know, everybody is at a different point on their journey. So I'll just be patient and be definitely intentional about everything you put on the app. You know, just what you're looking for. You know, I'm looking for, if you're looking for marriage, say, you know, you're looking for marriage, you know, but stick to that. You know, stick to that. And then that, you do that, you put that work up front, it'll weed out a lot of the, you know what I mean, people that don't qualify.
Absolutely. You found the one on a dating app, so what are the green flags? What's the sign that you may have found the right person for you in dating?
Green flags is just like, so you put up your app, you put in what you like, what you're looking for, and this other person comes along. They are actually looking for the same thing or close to the same thing. You get to talking, and you agree on a lot of the hard topics, like, you know, not like the TikTok topics, but you know, just like, you know, would you relocate here? Would you relocate there? You know, just in general, just like, how many kids do you have? How many kids do you have? What's their situation? You know, are you in debt? Are you in debt? Are you financially? The tough questions, get those out the way ahead of time, and saves just a lot.
You know, one of the most dangerous things that I have heard that sort of seeps into the modern era is you can't help who you love. And I think love is a decision. And we're not talking about walking in love and being kind with people, and that's not what I mean. But what I mean is there's people who are like, oh, but I love him. Well, yeah. But I think by being intentional and wise, we can limit our exposure to unsuitable people, you know, people who won't make a good mate for us, and maximize our exposure to people who are on a good path or the path we're trying to be on ourselves. And so I love what you're saying, because you're using wisdom at every step. Now, when it comes to meeting someone, and, you know, your book is very helpful in this way, you're still going to have trouble. You're still going to have things that happen in life. Even if this is the perfect, exactly right person, life is going to happen. And so how do you make it through those tough times, even when you found the exact right person?
That is the truth, the truth, the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That is the truth. That should be every whoever's listening to this, you know, that is very true, very important. Even though the T's and I's and whatever is dotted, and it's still every day is a struggle. Every day is, you have to work at it. Even if you find a perfect person on paper, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect, and you just have to trust God. You have to trust God that He led you to the right person, because you were using His principles. And then once the hard times come up, because
you're not going to be a perfect person. You just kind of, that person, you know, we're in a world that's not, that's fallen, but so just have to be kind of like safe space for that, you know, to,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know,
yes.
Just a safe space for it.
Go ahead.
Just safe space for that. Just like, you know, just like in the Bible, you know, God says, trouble will happen. It's not, you know, it will happen. You know, it's going to be trouble. So, you know, it's just accepted, like embrace that.
Mm.
It's nothing that, not like it's a bad, super bad thing. Just know it's not going to be peachy and cream, you know, every day.
Right.
Or whatever the word is. Yeah.
I really appreciate you saying that because I think so much of our popular culture, like the movies, you know, oh, they lived happily ever after. And then what we have are people who, when they have one problem, they fall apart, or they start saying, well, this must not be the right person. There must be somebody else that's better because this is happening. And attitude, instead of thinking, this is us, the team of us, we are a family, and we're going to work together no matter what comes, we have people who are giving up, finding new people, jumping back on the dating apps because one thing went wrong. Oh, well, nope. Because in the movies, you know, somebody says, oh, I love you too, and they kiss, and the end, and the music, and all of that. And real life doesn't go like that, does it?
No, not at all. So you just, like if you do your foundation, just stick to your foundation. Like, if they check the major boxes, just be trusted that the major boxes are checked. You know what I mean? Like, whatever your major boxes are, and they check it, the other stuff can just let them be them. You know, that's kind of, yes, you're a team, and we just got, we were, like my counselor, like my pastor said to me and colleague, to my wife, when we were in counseling, and I'll say, you know, don't be afraid to get counseling.
Please, yeah.
When we were in premarital, you know, and we were in premarital counseling, he was telling us about an example where him and his wife, you know, that, you know, whatever they were going through, it was early on, but she was just like, you're not going anywhere. You stuck. You stuck with
yeah,
that.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And that's the you're welcome to forever.
Yeah.
And that's it, basically. Not stuck in a bad way. It actually gives you freedom, but yes.
Okay, let's talk about that. That was going to actually be my next question, is that there is something wonderful about being able to grow, go through seasons. I mean, seasons change, you know? Things happen. I mean, and it's not bad. It's just, that's just life. Is there a freedom? Because I'm seeing a lot of people who are actually resisting monogamy now. You know, they don't want to get married. They want to be free. They want to just be free. And to me, I think there's more freedom in knowing that this person loves me no matter what. This person is there for me no matter what. I mean, if I look great, terrific, but then when I don't, okay, they're still there. You know, there's a lot of freedom. So can you talk to us a little bit about that, how marriage actually sets you free?
Yes. So marriage kind of sets you free because if you, you know, so all the things I listed that I'm doing or, you know, pursuing, you know, it frees you up to, so if you're dating someone and whatever, something happens and you quit and you go back on a dating app, which, you know, until you find the right person, that's okay. But, you know, if you keep going and not going all the way through, you're chained to that. So once you find and you commit to the marriage, and like I said, they check all the boxes, your major boxes, you're free now because you found that person and you can grow and build together. Now you're free to pursue like your purpose, like things you're interested in, and you guys can grow together, and you know, it frees you up where you're not always dressing up on a weekend to go find that person.
You can use your time to go forward, and that is a beautiful thing. There's something else in your book I wanted to ask you about that too. Sometimes these things don't work. And you mentioned that with the house when you said, okay, even if you didn't get the house you thought you wanted or you thought, you know, somebody else put a bid on it, and you said you have to trust that God has something better for you. What's your advice to people when maybe they thought this was the one or maybe they thought they met somebody really great and then they found out,
Right. So I would trust God because he might be safe. he's not, he might, but he's probably saving you from something. He knows that, you know what I mean? He's like in the football analogy, he's up in the press box and he's looking down at the field. You can't see everything because you're right there, but he could be, you know, alerting you to that, you know, he has something better that is just not the one. Just trust the process and trust God, trust the divine guide that you're being led in the right way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's really important. My granddaddy used to say rejection is God's protection.
And right.
I think sometimes you don't know, and sometimes you have the privilege. Like sometimes if you just live on a little longer, then you find out, oh, no, I'm glad I didn't marry them, you know? You're just like, oh,
no. No, you sidestepped the bullet.
You did. And sometimes even if it hurts, you know, God is trying to protect you and bring you to something better. And then there's one other kind of thing I wanted to make sure I ask you about after reading your book, too. Friends and family, you know, as an Indigenous person, we have matchmakers, we have the aunts and uncles moving behind the scenes, we have family decisions, and I think sometimes that's really a good thing. So what role does your community play in helping you to make sure you've got the right one?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. They play a major role.
Yeah.
If you have a community, I would lean, trust your own instincts, but lean to, because they could see blind spots, you know,
yes.
Just kind of lean
mm-hmm.
to them, you know, but not too much, just kind of just, you know, hey, you know, what you, or, you know, just kind of, if they give you some type of clues, just kind of be on the lookout for a positive affirmation, you know, something, confirmation from someone you trust. But,
yeah.
You know, trust your own instincts, but lean on to them because they might have a word from, you know, a divine word, you know, that leads you, that confirms something for you.
And blind spots go both ways. You know, they may be showing you a blind spot where this person maybe isn't for you or they're dangerous, but sometimes they can help you see that, you know, maybe you always saw yourself with one kind of, you know, you always saw yourself
mm-hmm.
with a person that was blonde-haired and blue-eyed, for example. And they say, well, this person is good for you. They're not like that, but they are a terrific person. And you may think it over again. You know, sometimes blind spots can work both ways. They can be keeping us away from our blessings, or they can be protected. You know, they can be blocking something.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes family and friends are able to identify people who might be good for us, but they're also able sometimes to see where somebody isn't all that. They aren't, no. There's something they can see. They can see around corners.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we have to put it all together and pray about it.
Right.
You know, but if every relative you have just cannot stand this person, maybe you should ask, you know, ask a question.
Yeah, so, yeah, right, yes.
Now, this is wonderful. Right. I want to make sure before we close that you tell us once again how to get in touch with you, how to find your book, how to, just all of your wonderful things that you're doing, how can we be part of them?
So you have my phone number? No, I just, okay, here we go. First email is Derek McQueen, D-E-R-R-I. First website is DerekMcQueen.co.
Okay.
DerekMcQueen.co. If you want some DJ services or interested in music, you can contact me at djdmac.pro, djdmac.pro. And for real estate, you just check out the site. Come visit me at amazingohioreallestate.com, amazingohioreallestate.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you want the book, Christian Dating Advice, on amazon.com.
Perfect. This has been such an enlightening conversation, and I so much appreciate you taking the time to visit with us today.
Thank you.
For all of you who listen to this show, who make this show possible, our sponsors, our donors, it's a labor of love. We have a miracle just about every month just to do this, and it's because we care about you. So I want to thank all of you, this network, the sponsors, the donors, each of you that listens, all of you who share, even on social media, we are so grateful for you. We are so thankful. And I hope somebody said this to you today, but just in case they haven't, God loves you. Yes, you, just like you are. You'll do better later, but just like you are. And all of us here, we do too. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'll see you next time.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.